Bruce Johnson, CEO and founder of Biscalers and the Biscalers Club. And today I want to talk to you about how do you create a culture of gratitude throughout your business? How do you create a culture of gratitude in your business? Now, if you were given the choice between having a group of people that were grateful, they were happy, they're excited, and they're contributing, or you had a group of people that were ungrateful, who were complaining, who were griping, and felt entitled, which group of people would you want to work with? Duh, the second. Not even close, right? It's an obvious question with an obvious answer because we all want that group of people that are grateful, who are happy, who are excited, who are contributing. And yet so frequently we often don't do that because we're not creating the culture that produces that. We're often creating a culture that produces the opposite. So how in the world can you turn that around? Because if you want to grow a great scalable company, you're going to need to grow it with a group of people that are really happy, grateful, excited, contributing people. So today what I want to do is talk to you about three simple things that you can begin to do to build a more grateful culture. Now, if you want to know more about how to grow and scale your company, make sure you check out the Biscalers Club at scalingclub.com, scalingclub.com. So here we go. Here are the three things. The first thing is you want to become grateful. You need to become grateful. One of the things that we do in the Biscalers Club is I talk a lot about leadership lessons, and one of them is that if there's a problem out there, there's a problem in here. So if there's a problem out there, there's a problem in here. Why? Because all companies, all leaders produce who they are. So if there's something out there you don't like, if your people aren't grateful or they feel entitled, and what business owner likes entitlement? If they're not happy people, then you need to look inside and say, what is it in me that I'm contributing to this problem? Because we always reproduce what we are, not what we want, but what we are. So you always want to look inside and say, you know, am I a grateful person personally? Is that true in me? Am I happy or not? And if not, I've got to fix that. So let's say that, for example, you're not really a grateful person right now. Well, then how do you turn that around? Now, you can read lots of books about it, but you know, the simple thing to do starting this week is to make sure you pick at least 3, 4, 5 things every morning that you're grateful for. So you get up out of bed, you go through the list. You go for a walk or run, you go through that list. If you're a person of prayer, you start off your prayer time with gratitude. If you like to journal, you journal down 3, 4, 5 things that you're grateful for. Now, that sounds simple, but here's where a lot of people make a mistake. And if you really want to cultivate gratitude in your life, this is where you want to change it. People will tend to write down the same thing and it really doesn't affect them. So they'll say, hey, I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my, you know, kids. I'm grateful for my workplace, right? And they'll say the same things over and over again. Okay, not that you don't want to be grateful for those things, but that's very easy, low-level stuff. You want to dig down deeper if you want to cultivate an attitude of being grateful. So for example, let's say that it's the morning and you have your morning cup of Joe. So you're drinking your coffee. When you get that cup of coffee, you can just say, hey, I want to be grateful for my coffee, right? And then you think, okay, let's go deeper. It's not just the coffee. Let's think about, let's just say it's Colombian coffee. I need to be thinking about, and I'm grateful for the fact that somebody in Colombia decided to create a business that produces this coffee, right? I ought to be grateful for the bankers and the other people and lawyers and other people who are involved in putting this company together. I ought to be thankful for the executive team. I want to be thankful for the workers who go out every day and work on this. I want to be grateful for the people that created the watering system that makes sure that, you know, the coffee is being produced correctly. And I want to be grateful for the people who are shipping the coffee. I want to be grateful for the people who created the company that's doing the shipping. I want to be grateful for the people who created the technology that tracks all of that to make sure that, you know, things are credited correctly. I want to be grateful for, you know, the ports that are bringing it in. And you see what I'm talking about? Once you start breaking it down, you start realizing, listen, there's somebody who has a company here in the U.S. probably who's now roasting that coffee. So I want to be grateful for the person who started that business and for the people who invested in the business. I want to be grateful for the people that are working in that business who actually roasted it and the people who packaged it and the people who delivered that. And maybe even you go deep and you think about the roaster itself and thinking about the company that started so that somebody could build a roaster that could roast the coffee. And once you start digging down deeper and you start realizing that it's amazing, all the things in this world that are really kind of engineered so that your life is comfortable and easy. And once you start thinking about that, that's pretty amazing. You know, you start thinking about Let's just say, you know, you finish going to the bathroom, you start thinking about, well, yeah, I should be grateful for the people that created the plumbing and the people who, you know, created the companies that put the plumbing together and the people who are working at the, you know, municipality that are making sure that, you know, the sewage is all working perfectly and the people who are, you know, monitoring that and thinking about the people who are involved in the county council or your town managers or whoever who are making sure that everything is working correctly. And as you start thinking about everything in your life and going a little bit deeper than the cursory thing, you begin to realize, you know, this life is pretty amazing. And when you cultivate that gratitude in yourself and you cultivate the eyesight to look beyond the thing in front of you to seeing what's behind that, you will begin to be a much more grateful person because it's amazing all the things that happen every single day to make sure that your life is pretty easy. So cultivate that attitude of gratitude in yourself first. Then once you have become more grateful, then you're going to be more grateful. So the first one is about yourself. Now the second one is modeling, right? You've got to model gratitude because culture is far more caught than it is ever taught. So people are going to be watching you and they're watching your behaviors and what you're doing. And the more that you demonstrate gratitude to people all around you, the more people around you are going to get the idea, you know what, you know, this is normative around here. Like if, you know, my boss is this grateful, then I should probably be grateful as well. And so what I would encourage you to do as you're going through the course of the day is just make sure that you're thanking people all day long. Find something that you can thank them for and thank them for it. For example, if you were to walk around with me, you'd see that I do this all day long. So if we were, you know, eating lunch together, you'd see me thanking the hostess. You'd see me thanking the server. You know, if I get to meet the chef, I'm going to thank the chef, right? If we're, you know, walking out together and someone's walking in to clean the bathrooms, I'm going to be thanking that person for going in and cleaning the bathroom so they're clean when we're there, right? I mean, no one ever thanks these people. But listen, it changes. People start noticing, you know, this guy thanks people all the time, right? And so you just want to cultivate this attitude. As you're going through the day, you want people, as they're observing your behavior, to see you as a grateful person, a thankful person. And you begin to cultivate the culture because people see it modeled in you all day long. It's not something you do once in a while, but it's something you do all day long. You see the mail person come in, you're thanking them for that. You see, you know, someone else delivering something else, you're thanking them for that. Somebody brings in a new report, you're thanking them for doing that. You just want to cultivate this attitude that not only are you grateful, but that you are modeling gratefulness and gratitude to other people. And that will catch on far more than you just telling people to do it. And then the third thing that's critical, if you want to create a culture of gratitude, not only do you want to make it real in you and then model it, but thirdly, you want to make sure that you're systematizing gratitude. Now, there are a lot of ways you can do this. For example, you could actually make gratitude one of your core values, not a bad one to make it as a core value, because how do we do the work here? We do it with gratitude. We're always grateful for our job. We're not entitled people. When we interact with people, we're always demonstrating our gratitude, etc. You can do it by starting off meetings by talking about, you know, what are you grateful for this week? Or you could, the way we talk about in BizScalers Club, we often talk about, you know, what are your wins, right? Because you want people to get anchored at the beginning of something to something positive, not something negative. It's easy to go and figure out, okay, here are the problems we need to solve. You want to anchor something to something positive. So start off your meetings with gratitude. You're systematizing gratitude. What are you thankful for this week? Or what is something that somebody's done that's great? Then, you know, you could create a blog. You could do a weekly email, you could do a weekly video with your people, and you want to be able to thank certain people for things that they've done that week, right? You're simply systematizing gratitude in the way that it's going to be shown. You can create a rewards program. You could have something every month where you're rewarding some of the people in your team for things that they've done. And what happens is you're sharing stories and as you're, you know, doing this in your meetings, as people are observing it in you, you're creating this culture of gratitude. It's not that hard. People make it like it's something that's really hard to turn around. It's not. It begins with you. It then comes out in the way that you model it with people. And then as you're going through the day, you're systematizing it in your business so that people realize this really matters around here. It really matters. Back in my old preaching days, I used to talk about, and I'll see this in BizScalers Club as well, that what we need to do as leaders is we need to pass out what we call leader dust instead of pixie dust, right? It's leader dust. As you're walking through the day, you're just trying to motivate and inspire people, because when people are grateful, their morale goes up. And when morale goes up, people produce at a much higher level. And that makes it even easier for you to find something to be grateful for. So it all works together if you just make the decision right now that you want to create a culture of gratitude. So pretty simple to do. Become grateful, be grateful, and then systematize gratitude. Three simple things you can begin doing this week that can radically change you and your company. Not that hard. So hopefully you found this helpful. If you did, make sure you pass it along to some other business owners and entrepreneurs. I'm sure they could benefit from it as well. If you're watching this by video or listening by podcast, make sure you hit the subscribe button, whichever platform you're using, because week in and week out, my commitment to you is to bring you actionable ideas that will help you grow and scale a great business. And if you're interested, make sure you check out the Biz Scalers Club at scalingclub.com, scalingclub.com. We'd love to help you figure out how you can grow and scale a great business and to do so faster. So until next week, to accelerate success, Bruce out.